something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Light.
Hallelujah. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency, our ability, our efficiency is of God, who also had made us able ministers of the New Testament. We have a sufficiency. We have the ability of God's Spirit at work in us because we have the light of God in us. Can you say amen? So this very powerful one, I want you to go back to look at it. Light is for something that you read earlier. I wonder if you noticed it. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14. Have you seen it? Read it, one, two, go. So you see, the first part of it, we emphasized illumination. He says, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. So light is for what? Signs and seasons. How powerful is this? You'd be amazed what God really tells us here. Did you know this is much more than about the sun and the moon and the stars? It's far beyond them. And come here and go to Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. Read. Says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and wonders. And when you go over to the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 2, 13 and 14 verses, you find that Paul refers to this verse, letting us know he was talking about us. That we are for signs and wonders. That's powerful. We are for signs and wonders. So he says, let them be for signs and seasons. What does that mean? We'll come to that. Are you ready? You are going to shine ever so brightly, ever so brightly. There are different kinds of lights. Some are for illumination, some are for leadership, guidance, some are for empowerment, some are for signs and wonders, signs and seasons. What's about to happen through the church of Jesus Christ? The Bible tells us, as the days get closer and closer to the return of Jesus Christ, gross darkness will cover the earth. He says thick darkness will cover the earth. He's talking about spiritual darkness. He says, but in the midst of this, your light will so shine. The darker the darkness, the more brightly you shine. Can you shout amen, somebody? Sit down for a second. We're entering into a new phase of the church's ministry in the earth like has never been known before. A dimension of the glory of God in the earth beyond what the church has known. And this is one of the reasons that the knowledge of God is increasing. By the prophet Daniel, he said, in the last times, the last days, he says, knowledge shall be increased. Not knowledge shall increase. You know, sometimes some people misquote it. There's a difference between knowledge shall increase and knowledge shall be increased. One is a result of the other. Knowledge shall increase because knowledge shall be increased. What God is saying is that he will increase the knowledge, the capacity of men to understand and comprehend. Knowledge shall be increased, and it shall be increased by revelation. The impartation of knowledge. The church is moving into a new dimension of the ministry of the gospel like has never been known before. And guess what? There is a release of mighty angels of God into the earth. This is a class of angels that have not been in the earth before. Are you hearing me? They have been released into the earth for the work they have to do because the time is short. And you're going to see signs and wonders like you never thought possible. Why? Because of angelic manifestations and the angelic supports that God's people are going to be receiving. Tell somebody, we are not alone. Remember, there was a time when things changed by the Spirit many, many years ago. Because the Lord had said through the prophet Joel, in the last days, said God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And then the time came when it happened. But when it happened, the people didn't know. Peter had to tell them as he was inspired. He had to tell them on the day of Pentecost. When the people received this outpouring of the Spirit, they didn't know what was going on. And Peter said to them, we are not drunken as you suppose, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He had to let them know because they didn't know. They thought these men were drunk. They didn't know. And even some of those who received the Holy Ghost who were with him probably didn't connect it to what had been said in the scripture until Peter spoke as he was inspired of God. And he said, in the last days, said God, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. He says, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me. And mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony, please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
You know, being in Christ's embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person. And then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them. Because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision. God's vision.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Iacolumi's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Loveo Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@loveo360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you. This message is titled, Lights. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.